Glory to Jesus Christ. Last week I invited each one of us to look inward and see and meditate upon what needs to be plucked out of our heart in order to choose God to be the very center of our life. I understand that it is a very difficult task to do because it is not comfortable. Let's not lie to ourselves. It is very uncomfortable for us to think that we have to give up some kind of comfort or something that will bring us a very temporal joy. It can also bring us anger and frustration. Why? Why do I have to give this or that up? We know very well that it is not about giving up, but rather choosing God in a place of material things or events. Each saint that we know of had a moment in their life where they turned away from distractions, they turned away from self-love, which is one of the worst sins this modern age is experiencing nowadays. But these saints put God first. The saints shed blood and labored to cut off their self-will and among many other passions. If we think that we are not in the same boat as they are, then we are just wrong. Each one of us is called to sainthood. Each one of us is called to have a union with God. St. Theophan says that there is a moment, a very noticeable moment, which is sharply marked out in the course of our life, when a person begins to live in a Christian way. This is the moment where there began to be present in him a distinctive characteristics of a Christian. Christian life is zeal and strength to remain in a communion with God by means of an active fulfillment of God's will. Okay. Let's say that we choose God to be the center of our life. Let's say that we pray from our prayer book morning and evening prayers. That is an hour of our life. Hours spent with God and saints each and every single day. If we pray the Jesus prayer, we offer that time to God. If you read scripture, lives of saints, or wisdom from saints, we are recalibrating ourselves to be and to live a God-pleasing life. But we have to also accept the struggles that come into our life. The devil does not like when we turn away from him. He doesn't like that we choose God. This is why he makes the worldly things so fun and exciting and easy. But if you pay just a little bit attention, we will see that the devil is trying to lead us away and astray from God in any moment of our life, any second of our life. Don't believe me? Next month, we have two feast days. Go and see how many duties and responsibilities and obligations we have those days on our calendar. And then we say, well, it's just a simple feast. It's not an obligation feast. I don't really have to come to church. At that very moment, we are just splitting hairs. And that is exactly what the devil wants us to do. Find any excuse not to pray, not to have the union with God. If we truly understood what is going on during the Divine Liturgy, then I would have to get a crane to get each one of you out of this church, because you would not want to leave. When the royal doors open at the beginning of the liturgy, it's not just a show that I am the main guy, or it's not a musical that I get to sing. I hate to sing. It is a time where heaven and earth meet, and we get to participate with saints, martyrs, angels, archangels, and we are being witnesses during this beautiful liturgy. The church might seem half empty to you, but believe me, next to you are saints and martyrs who sacrificed their life for God. And they are encouraging you to pray and pay attention to what's going on, to be a strong warrior for Christ. Who would want to miss that? We are waging war against an enemy that we cannot see. It is why it is so easy not to engage in this battle. And if you are not watchful, then we just ignore it. But if we are watchful, then we realize that the warfare is tiring. And many times we ask ourselves, what's the point? What's the point if most of the times I lose the battle against my passions, against my sins? Well, one beautiful saint said, there is no victory without contest. We struggle until we win, and when we win, we struggle again. If we throughout our life increasingly choose God for long enough, then we will realize that TV, games, music, activities, and even hanging out with our friends who might not believe in God, sorry to say, are worthless, unfulfilling. And we try to fill the emptiness of our heart with stuff, and nothing seems to fulfill it. To have a thought to skip divine liturgy should tear us apart. When we are strict with ourselves, then we realize that we desperately need to go to confession, because we know that we have transgressed all of the commandments each and every single day. The deeper we go in our spiritual life, the more beautiful our life is. Our life will become more simple, but it will also have a distinct purpose to live solely for God. And that purpose fills our heart with joy, and it's not empty anymore. Another beautiful saint said, everything in this life passes away. Only God remains. Only God is worth struggling for, towards. And we have a choice to follow the way of this world, of the society that surrounds us, and thereby find ourselves outside of God, empty, or choose the way of life. Choose God, who calls us and for whom our heart is searching for. To have a solid and definite decision, from today I will begin to live according to the gospel, to the commandments, is the very first step in a spiritual life. And from this step, many other steps follow. But without this decision, every other step will be difficult to achieve. Let us give up our self-will. Let us choose God. And let's not expect any change immediately. But if we are disciplined, change will come. And more than that, peace will come into our life. Peace that we might not have even experienced yet. Let us not relay the response, I will do it tonight, or I'll do it tomorrow. Let us not delay anymore. Let's make a resolution that by this action we will show that we have resolution instant. And by this action, we will show that we have taken leave of our old self and now have begun a new life with a new destination and a new way of living. Glory to Jesus Christ.